Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a terrific Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to the October 17th, 2004 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me. Tonight, my patient Stan joins us to share his story of overcoming his lifelong battle with migraine headaches, allergies, fatigue, irritable bowel syndrome, sinus infections, frequent colds, and burning hot feet with the use of only natural medicine. Before we go any further, let me tell you about the upcoming topics for the next few weeks. Next week on October 24th, my patient Stan returns again by tape recording to share his experience with fasting for 5 whole days. Tune in to learn why he chose to go without food for 5 days, how he did it, how fasting felt, and will he ever do it again? Then 2 weeks from tonight, on October 31st, our topic will be open for discussion as your calls and questions determine the topic for the evening. On November 7th, today, organic farming, meditation, and healing touch are leading healing modalities of alternative medicine. Mokichi Okada and his organization have been practicing this way of life since the 1930s. Tune in to learn where and how the Pan-American MOA Foundation continues to help our community with these healing arts. On November 14th, Dr. Thomas Ito returns. Dr. Ito is a well-respected urologist, but he'll tell you why he believes natural medicine is the future of medicine and the many underlying problems with the current medical insurance industry creates on our health and medical care. Then on December 5th, Doc Lum from North Shore Cattle Company will be our guest. Doc Lum will tell you why he raises his cattle without growth hormone, steroids, estrogen, and antibiotics. December 5th, Doc Lum from the North Shore Cattle Company and everything you wanted to know about free-range beef. Again, next week, my patient Stan will share his story of fasting for 5 days. Tune in to learn why Stan chose not to eat for 5 days, how he felt, what benefits he experienced, and will he fast again? Next week, Fasting with Stan. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry. Nutrex Hawaii, producers of BioAstin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. DaVita's natural skin care, engineered by nature and formulated by science for healthy, vibrant skin. The Pan-American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature farming, and Jodei, the medical art from Japan. Enzymatic therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocapsules and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Please stay with me to hear how my patient Stan overcame his lifelong battle with migraine headaches, allergies, fatigue, irritable bowel syndrome, sinus infections, frequent colds, and burning hot feet with the use of only natural medicine right after we take this very, very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan-American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a naturopathic physician and has been in private practice since 1988. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine, and you may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office located at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, we have a very special guest joining us. My patient, Stan, is sharing his story of how he overcame his lifelong suffering from migraine headaches, allergies, fatigue, irritable bowel syndrome, sinus infections, frequent colds, and hot, burning hot feet with the use of only natural medicine. Stan, welcome back onto Wellness in the New Millennium, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us tonight.
It's great to be back, Dr. Uchida.
Stan, may I go over all of your health conditions and symptoms first, and then you can explain how bad they were and how they affected you. Okay. When Stan first came in to see me about 2.5 years ago, Stan suffered from many different symptoms, and they were all fairly severe, and Stan will share with you how severe they were to him. One of Stan's symptoms was chronic sinus infections, and what Stan told me was that he suffered from them one after another for 20 years, so that equals to a lot of sinus infections. Stan also had been suffering from chronic upper respiratory infections or colds for 10 years, and he said that he had one every other month, or at least it seemed that way. And I guess Stan took a lot of antibiotics for that. Every time he had a cold, he had to get treatment. Stan's whole body was itching for about 5 years. And I'm sure it wasn't constant, but, you know, it was probably on a daily basis. He felt like his whole body was just itching. He suffered from migraine headaches, and he said that they would occur about he would have about two to three migraine headaches a month for about 20 years. So that's every month for about 20 years. Stan also had chronic fever for 2 years. So he had a body temperature, according to the thermometer, of about like 99 to 99.8 degrees. And this was fairly constant daily for about 2 years. He also suffered from insomnia for about 30 years. His sleep was disturbed every hour, and he would only sleep for, you know, maybe about 4 to 5 hours a night. The bottom of his feet felt like they were on fire, and this was daily for years. Stan suffered from a syndrome called irritable bowel syndrome. That's basically alternating constipation and diarrhea for over 20 years. Stan also had heartburn for 20 years, bloating for about 30 years. So that's part of the irritable bowel syndrome right there. He also suffered from great fatigue, no motivation, and he felt very lazy. And Stan felt that his memory wasn't up to par. He felt very absent-minded. And he weighed actually 180 pounds when he came in to see me. So Stan, there are a lot of people out there who want to know just how bad these symptoms were. I mean, they sound pretty bad already. I mean, you have all of them for 20 or 30 years. They got to be bad. But would you explain in your own words just how bad these symptoms were and how they made your life miserable for you?
Well, my work attendance was poor. That was one thing that was obvious, because I would be out constantly with all of these symptoms. If it wasn't one thing, it would be another. So I would be more out than I would be at work.
Really? Wow, okay.
The sinus infection and the upper respiratory infection, I thought, was really bad. I couldn't handle that because I was either blowing my nose or I was sucking it all in. And I guess that would be attributed to the fact that I had like upper respiratory infection constantly.
And were they fairly constant? I mean,
it was a daily battle for me. It was every day it would happen. Morning, afternoon, night, when I was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess that was one reason why I couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
because I had all those post-nasal
drips. Your nose is always
keep me awake.
And your nose is always running.
And my nose was constantly either running or it was totally clogged.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't breathe one way or the other.
So that would make anyone miserable, I think, day after day for 20 or 30 years.
Yes, and on top of that, I guess it's the the irritable bowel syndrome, the cycle of going, having a diarrhea for several days, and then all of a sudden it would stop, and I wouldn't have a regular bowel movement for maybe 3-4 days, and then the cycle would start over again. I would never have a normal cycle, you know, like a regular bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted one, I would have to either take things like milk of magnesia or some kind of laxative to get my stomach going
again, yeah, or stopping it up. So constantly going from diarrhea to constipation back to diarrhea to constipation. Yeah, that doesn't sound like very, very much fun, too.
Yeah.
And you said you suffered from that for about like 20 years.
That was, yeah, a very long, half my life, I think, I fought that battle.
And you're a postman also, by
yes.
the way. So that must have been really hard for you.
Yes, so I always had to know on each route where the restrooms were so that I could kind of use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in case of emergency, I really had to go.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure you don't want to be pounding on somebody's door.
No, that was definitely a no-no.
Right. All right, sorry about that. Okay, how about the whole body itching? Would you kind of share a little bit about that?
You know, it feels like something wants to jump out of your skin, and you just scratch it. But, you know, there's no bites there or anything.
Yeah.
Usually it would happen on my hands or on my leg, or usually on my chest or something. You know, you would just kind of like feel like
it's just
something
is crawling.
There. Yeah,
or,
you know, it's like a,
yeah.
It's a really creepy feeling. You know, like you're really scratching, but there's nothing there.
Right. So you felt like maybe you were going nuts.
Yeah.
Just scratching.
So people would think I was like, you know, why I'm always going like this or like this or.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look like a damn fool doing all those things, but you know, it's because of the itch.
It itched that much.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said you suffered from migraine headaches for 20 years and you suffered, you would have two or three a month. Is
yeah.
that true?
I guess because I had so many symptoms, I guess it aggravates the migraine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So a month, I would have at least two or three.
Mm.
Sometimes I would even have four or five migraines.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends.
And how long would they last?
Some would last maybe a few hours. Most would often last 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
If it's really severe, it's about 3-4 days.
All right. So migraine headaches, very, very severe for people who have never suffered from them. Basically, it debilitates you and you basically don't want to work. You just want to lay down and close your eyes in a nice dark room until it goes away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess that was one of the reasons why your attendance at work was so poor.
Yes, another one of the many reasons why I was constantly out.
Did you get any medications for the migraine headaches?
I used to take, yes, I had a prescribed, I used to take like Cafergot.
Mm.
Emetrex?
Emetrex.
Mm. I had, I had several different
medications. Did they help you?
For the immediate moment, you would get like a temporary relief.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, you kind of, you would need to take more
and more
for that thing to be more effective.
Mm. And you still suffered from two or three a month anyway.
Yeah,
so it didn't work very well.
I still got it, and it didn't. It just solved the headache at the particular moment, but it didn't do anything else.
Okay. All right. An interesting symptom that you had mentioned to me and that you suffered from was chronic fever, meaning your body temperature, or you had a fever every day for 2 years or so. Your body temperature was 99 to 99.8.
I have this fever. It feels like I'm a toaster and I'm radiating heat. And so just a little increase in the temperature, I would kind of like perspire a whole lot. And I couldn't tell the difference, like, whether I was sick or not sick, because I had the fever. And it became like a daily part of my life that I thought, well, maybe that was normal
for me to have
a high temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
The doctor couldn't find anything wrong with it. So
with
I just attributed it to the fact that it was just
your
normal. It was just my
body
temperature.
So you did go to the doctor's to try to figure out why you had this constant fever.
That was the one reason why I came to see you, because I was really desperate already. One of my doctors had sent me to see an infectious disease doctor, and they couldn't find anything wrong, so he finally said I probably had HIV, and which I didn't really quite accept that fact that I had HIV.
Right.
So I said,
and he must have did a test on you for HIV.
He did a test.
And it came back negative?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they couldn't find anything wrong, so
He blamed it on HIV.
He said, well, you know, it's probably HIV.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe the diagnosis.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I did anything that I could come in contact with HIV.
Right, right.
So I said, no, I don't think your diagnosis is correct.
And plus, you were negative to the test. You did the HIV test and it was negative.
Yes.
So how... Okay, that's even worse than me telling people without doing maybe... Well, not because there's no tests, but there is a lack of good tests to diagnose people with systemic fungal infections. All right, so that's why, that was one of the main reasons why you came in to see me. Okay. You also suffered from insomnia. Yeah, difficulty with sleeping. Explain that.
Actually, my night sleep was like taking cat naps. I would sleep like maybe an hour and I would wake up, and it would take me about another 45 minutes to an hour to go back to sleep again, and then I would sleep for maybe about another hour, and then I'd be up again, and then the cycle continues. So like during the night, I would probably get maybe about 4, maybe 5 hours at the most sleep.
And it wasn't very good sleep at that too.
No, that's why probably in the morning when I woke up, I was so tired and grumpy a lot.
Yeah. So I would imagine you'd be exhausted after going through this kind of sleep pattern for 30 years. So you would sleep for 45 minutes, be up for 45 minutes, sleep for 45 minutes, and you would do this for about 8 hours?
For about 8 hours.
Yeah, so, and you would get maybe 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Right.
And night after night.
This was a daily thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah. What would wake you up? Did you have any idea?
No, I just woke up. A lot of time it's because I had the nasal drip.
Oh, okay. Right.
I would wake up or I had to use the restroom.
But
other than that, it was just normal for me to just
wake up.
Short naps, wake up, short naps, wake up.
Right. That'd be a nightmare for most people. I mean, just going through that one or two nights. Every night. Okay, sounding pretty bad right now, but it gets worse, right? You also had a fairly rare symptom, but a few of my patients do have this symptom. Their feet, or the bottom of their feet, or their feet burning like it was on fire. And you had that symptom for a few years.
Right, and it's a very uncomfortable feeling. I'm wearing shoes right now, and then it would feel like it's an oven enclosure.
It's in an oven.
It's in an oven. When I'm at night, when I'm sleeping, I can only focus on my burning feet.
Yeah.
It feels like all the body heat just drained to your feet, and it just got stuck there. It couldn't come out. It's just
indescribable, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's...
It's like somebody had your feet up to a fire.
Yeah, it's real irritating. You try not to think about it, but you can't help it. But you can't concentrate on that burning feet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you had a lot of stuff to concentrate on.
Yeah.
Running nose, your sleep pattern's a mess.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen a few of these, you know, like movies, and they would torture people by, you know, putting their feet up to a fire. And, you know, that's torture, right? And
right.
You were going through that every day and every night.
Yeah.
You felt that day and night.
Most of the time, I would feel it at night.
At night.
Because at work, I couldn't concentrate on it as much, though I could still feel it because my feet was enclosed in the shoes.
Right.
But then it wouldn't really bother me. I would know that I had, my feet was burning, but you know, I wouldn't think too much about it. But I guess when I go home, I have nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I concentrate all on my feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's...
Okay, well, Stan, doesn't sound too good. I mean, I wouldn't be looking forward to going home if I were you, right? Because
never.
You're just going to be, you're going to have a nightmarish sleep. Your nose will be just running, or you can't breathe because it's clogged. And your body is on fire, right? You have a fever, and then your feet's on fire. So not a very good existence for about 20 years or so. But also, you had fatigue, so that makes sense because you weren't sleeping. But tell us how the fatigue affected you and how did it feel?
Well, I would constantly be tired.
Mm.
I didn't want to do anything if I didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would find an excuse for not doing something. If I didn't have to move to do it, I would rather sit where I am and do nothing.
Okay.
I would do something only if I was like cornered to do it or forced to do it or I had to do it, like going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I had a choice, I would just probably feel like sitting in a chair or just lying in bed.
Yeah. So on the weekends or when you weren't working, you probably didn't do much.
No, not really.
Because you were
asked my sister.
Yeah, because you were just tired. Okay, so you were exhausted.
Tired.
And you had reasons for it because you weren't sleeping very well, right?
Right.
And also along with the fatigue because of the lack of sleep, though, you also felt that your memory was really bad.
I felt that because maybe because I was tired, my concentration wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think much about it.
Okay.
So I attributed one causing the other.
Yeah, so your concentration wasn't very good. What kind of things would you forget? You called yourself absent-minded.
Most of the time, I would forget where I put things. Or like if I already did something, I would forget that I already did something.
Mm, okay.
Or I would repeat a lot of things over.
Mm.
And I know I did it, but somehow I have doubts in my mind that, oh, you know, maybe I didn't do it, so I do it over again.
Okay. All right. Stan, you know, the burning hot feet, kind of a serious symptom. I mean, you focused on it a lot. Did you see any doctors for that symptom?
No. I figured after the incidents where the doctor couldn't
Why you had a fever.
Having that body fever.
Mm.
I figured there was no point in my asking about that burning feet because they probably would tell me, well, it's just normal for you.
Or it's all in your mind.
So you have to live with it. And I figured, well, I don't need to pay a doctor $100 to tell me, well, you know, that's normal for you. You have to live with it.
Mm.
So I figured, okay, it's normal for me. So I stuck with it.
Okay. You had a lot of symptoms, Stan. You must have saw the doctors for your sinus infections and your colds that you would have every month, every other month. Did you?
Yep.
You did?
Definitely, because I couldn't tell whether it was just my sinus infection or I had a cold or a flu.
Mm.
I couldn't distinguish one from the other because I had fever, my nose would be runny,
mm-hmm.
I would either have diarrhea or I would have like chest congestion. Who knows whether it was a cold or a flu or something minor, like maybe a sinus infection, you know? So I always would just run to the doctor and it's always the same diagnosis, like it was like a viral infection or an upper respiratory infection or an irritable bowel syndrome or something of that nature.
Mm.
So I would always just get antibiotics.
Mm.
That was their cure.
So it sounded like you went to the doctors a lot because of these symptoms and they would diagnose you with the things that we talked about and you got the main treatment was antibiotics.
Yes.
So you got a lot of antibiotics in these
last
20 or 30
years. Definitely, I went through a whole range of
types.
Antibiotics.
Okay. So, and at that time that I saw Stan about 2.5 years ago, you were 180 pounds.
Yes, I admit, I was slightly overweight.
Okay. But that's not going to cause you to have all those problems.
I don't think so.
Right.
I know, you know.
Okay. So, Stan, what did I diagnose you with back then and why?
Well, you told me I had systemic fungal infection.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was due to the fact that I had taken all these antibiotics and it was not a diagnosis I had expected.
Okay. All right. Would you tell the listening audience what type of treatment I put you on to treat this systemic fungal infection?
Well, it was a radical diet change, a different lifestyle, and taking some supplements.
Okay. Would you kind of kindly go over the diet change for the listening audience? And I'll fill in the blanks if you forget something.
Well, I know you couldn't eat I eat a lot of rice, and one thing I couldn't eat was white rice.
Mm.
So that was out. I couldn't eat any starchy food like potatoes or bread or cereals or whatnot. So that was all out.
Mm.
I couldn't eat any meat, which I like. I was only eating like, we could only eat like seafood. And
fish and shellfish.
And turkey, I
And
believe.
Turkey, yeah.
But turkey is one thing that I don't really like that much. So I landed up just with seafood mostly.
Mm.
And a lot of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
No fruits.
Mm-hmm. Except
definitely
papaya.
No desserts, which was my favorite.
Okay. Well, you're not alone. A lot of people out there, you know, dessert is their main dish, right? But, yeah, no desserts
and
or no sweets.
No snacks, no drinks. I mean, it was like a harsh diet, really.
Okay, Stan, you're not making me look good, man. But, okay, we cut out the simple carbohydrates, which is the desserts, cookies, ice cream, chocolates, pies, candies, cakes, pastries. But also no breads of any kind, no noodles of any kind, no fruits except for papaya. Papaya was okay,
mm-hmm.
The only fruit. No dried fruits because too much sugar. Fungus feeds on the sugars, and that's why that was the sugars or simple carbohydrates are eliminated. No alcohol, no vinegar, no white rice, no boxed cereals. I think we got them all. But we also eliminated a few other foods, right? So these are the most common food allergens in America. So that's why we eliminated them, because if Stan was allergic to one of these foods, it could be causing him problems with his sinus or with his irritable bowel syndrome, the heartburn, the bloating, and that type of symptom. So the foods were, let's say, dairy products, eggs, wheat. Wheat includes bread and noodles. Soy, so soy sauce and tofu were out, and I'm sure Stan didn't like that. Corn. And then peanuts, pistachios, macadamia nuts, and cashews, mushrooms, coffee, tomatoes, eggplant, bell peppers, potatoes, which gets a lot of people because, you know, they think, oh, that's healthy. How come I can't eat it? But if they're allergic to those foods, it could be causing some of the symptoms they're experiencing. And then the last few is alcohol and vinegar. All right. So, and we also gave you some supplements to kill only fungus and to replenish the good bacteria back into your digestive tract. So Stan, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that probably a few people are wondering. Why did you choose naturopathic medicine at that time? And what did you think of my diagnosis and treatment? Was it going to work for you? Did you think it was going to work?
I came to see you as a last resort because after the doctor couldn't diagnose why I had that fever. I was already desperate because I couldn't stand that fever, constant fever anymore.
Mm-hmm.
One of the co-workers at my sister's working place said they had come to see you earlier and that they were treated and they came well.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it a long thought.
Of and like 2 years.
Like about 3-4 months,
okay.
4 or 5 months before I decided that I would come in. I had listened to your program.
Okay.
And the first program I heard you on was about this systemic candida thing with, and your diet. And I said, oh, there's no way I'm going to go on that diet. But, you know, after 3-4 months, I gave it some real serious thought about it. And I decided, well, you know what? I can't live like this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, well, why not? I might as well, my regular doctor can't find out what's wrong. I mean, I may as well seek someone else that maybe can help me. So I decided to come and see you.
Mm, okay. You were skeptical initially.
I was really skeptical about this thing working because I figured, well, you know, only a real doctor can cure all the symptoms I had. So naturopathic doctor do for me that a real doctor cannot do?
Right. Well, thank you, Stan. You just said that, you know, only a real doctor could fix you, all those problems. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. What did you think of my diagnosis of a systemic fungal infection or a systemic candida infection causing all of your symptoms?
Well, I couldn't see the connection of yeast infection causing all these symptoms, because I figured I couldn't see the connection with all these symptoms with your diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't put much, I didn't think much about it, to be honest. I was like, oh, well, he's reaching for grabbing, you know,
out of
the air just to tell me.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And so I kind of, well, I said, okay, I'll go along. And I said, okay.
Yeah, well, I give you credit. You didn't believe it, but you still went along and did the treatment.
Well, I figured, what did I get to lose except for all my symptoms?
Okay.
And if I lost at least one or two of them, well, you know, that was better for me. That's one less I had to tackle every day.
All right. Well, that's fair. All right. So let's talk about what happened or how you were feeling 6 weeks after you started the treatment, Stan. Can you kind of go over, I know you didn't know exactly how you couldn't remember how you felt back then, but through my notes, you have kind of a summary of how you're feeling. Could you tell the listening audience how you felt just 6 weeks after we started the treatment for you?
I felt much better. I didn't have any upper respiratory infection during that 6 weeks period, nor did I have any irritable bowel syndromes, nor did I suffer any migraine headaches, and I didn't have that acid reflux in the morning.
Okay.
Other symptoms, more or less, it wasn't as severe.
Okay, like the burning hot feet.
Like the burning hot feet.
All right. What did you think about your improvement at that time? I mean, not having any migraine headaches for 6 weeks, not having any irritable bowel syndrome, and not having any colds for that period of time. What did you feel?
Well, I figured, I guess this was a fluke.
Okay.
Maybe it was just a cycle where I wouldn't be getting any of these symptoms.
Oh, okay.
So I said, okay, well, maybe it's working, but then maybe it's just coincidence.
Okay, well, that's fair. That's fair. All right, because your fatigue at that time still hadn't changed.
No.
But again, the irritable bowel syndrome was gone, no bloating and no heartburn. And your hot body temperature was slightly better, but it still wasn't gone.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. How did you feel at about 10 weeks after we started the treatment for systemic fungal infection? Do you recall that about?
Well, all the symptoms I mentioned before still was gone.
Okay.
Now I slept a little longer. I could sleep for maybe about 2-3 hours now at a time. So I was feeling less tired in the morning. I still had a slight body temperature, and my nose was still a little congested, but I could breathe easier now. It wasn't like, you know, totally clogged.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else was...
How was your burning hot feet?
It was still there, but it wasn't as bad as before.
Hot.
It wasn't as hot.
It was warm now.
It was just kind of, like lukewarm, maybe.
Okay. Something more tolerable, I guess.
Right. You know, wasn't it like...
Oh. Yeah. And your body temperature, you had said, was...
I felt a little warm that time.
So it was much better, I guess. You weren't feeling hot. And how much weight did you lose at about 10 weeks, Stan?
I would say maybe about 10 pounds.
You had lost 12 pounds at about that time. Stan, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll come back. We'll finish with how you're feeling now, 2.5 years later. You're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight, my patient Stan is sharing his story of how he overcame a lifelong battle with migraine headaches, sinus infections, frequent colds, fatigue, sinus congestion, irritable bowel syndrome, and burning hot feet by using only natural medicine. We'll be right back to hear more from Stan after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrex Hawaii, DeVita Natural Skin Care, and the Good Health Food Store. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, my patient Stan is sharing his story of how he overcame a lifelong battle with migraine headaches, sinus infections, frequent colds, fatigue, sinus congestion, irritable bowel syndrome, and burning hot feet by using only natural medicine. So Stan, let's take us all the way down now to about 21 weeks after starting the treatment for systemic candida. So that's 21 weeks, that is, how many months is that? About like 5 months or so, right? Okay, so would you tell the listening audience how you were feeling after 5 months of being on this treatment?
Actually, I was feeling really great because most of my symptoms were all gone. I had a little sinus congestion, but I attributed that to the fact that maybe it's an environmental factor. Since mm-hmm. I was out, it would probably be like dust, pollen, or something in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I was really feeling great. I still had a little body temperature, and my feet would off and on become hot, but it wasn't as bad. Actually, I was really great.
Your feet.
Yeah.
You weren't being bothered by that at all.
I wouldn't be bothered by that at all.
Just being warm every now and then.
Well, just occasionally it would come back. Mm-hmm. Maybe I felt maybe because I cheated and ate candy or piece of cake, which I shouldn't have.
Okay. How did you have any upper respiratory infections or colds?
None.
You had none during the whole 21 weeks. How did you feel about that? I mean, you used to get them all the time.
Yeah, it was really great not seeing the doctor because I guess he was getting kind of tired of seeing me every month, and it would be the same prognosis.
Yeah.
You know,
here comes Stan again.
Here he comes again, and he must be imagining all these symptoms.
Mm.
But it was nice not to go to the doctor's office okay. once.
All right, during that 5 months.
That must have been
a world record for you.
Definitely. It was a record for me.
How was your whole body itching?
Gone.
And you hadn't had any for about the whole time.
For the whole time.
Yeah, for 5 months. How was that? Was that incredible?
Definitely.
It must have been a relief.
It was a relief where I didn't have to stand and just scratch myself in public.
Like as you said, as a, you know, fool.
Right.
All right. How were you sleeping then? Remember, Stan would only sleep 45 minutes at a time, would wake up for 45 minutes and sleep for 45 minutes, and the cycle went on and on.
I would be sleeping between 3 to 4 hours now, and a good night, I would be sleeping like 4 to 5 hours.
Not bad.
So I woke up feeling more refreshed in the morning. Now mm-hmm. I wasn't as tired, and I had a lot of energy now.
Okay. Stan, tell us about those migraine headaches. You used to get 2 to 3 every month. How many did you get during this 5 month period?
I think I had a migraine headache just once.
Once. What day was that?
That's New Year's Day.
And why did you get that migraine headache, Stan? You must have cheated.
I think I cheated a lot.
On New Year's Eve.
Christmas.
I hope it was worth it, though.
Well, yes.
So how does that feel, Stan? Not having any migraine headaches or having just one during a 5 month period for you after having
that
so many.
That was great. I didn't know I could feel this good not having all these symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But now I could say, okay, now that I don't have it, I can just carry on with my normal life.
Mm.
I don't have to worry about making appointments with the doctor.
Yeah.
Or seeing a specialist of some sort.
Yeah.
Or taking some kind of medication.
I guess so, yeah. You probably had a few appointments with your physicians every month.
A lot.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Tell us about the irritable bowel syndrome. You suffered from this for 30 years, having diarrhea and constipation every day for 30 years. How was your constipation and diarrhea?
I was regular. I had no irritable bowel syndromes whatsoever.
So you're going every day?
I'm going every day and at the same time normally.
Normally. Normal stools and that kind of
right.
thing. The other end of the irritable bowel syndrome is heartburn and bloating. You used to have a lot of that before and it used to make you miserable. How were these symptoms?
No bloating, no acid reflux. It was a good feeling to wake up.
Yeah, that without those symptoms. And you hadn't had any for the whole 5 months.
I didn't have any for the entire 5 months.
Was that amazing
to
you?
That was a miracle.
Okay. Your energy must have been better.
Definitely, because I had a lot of rest.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward going to work.
Okay.
I wouldn't get tired.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't complain that I was tired.
Mm-hmm. Your sister must have been happy about that.
Oh, definitely. Now I can do the yard work.
Oh, okay. All right, and how was your body temperature? You used to have a fever all the time at 99 to 99.8 degrees.
I think it got down to the normal level, so-called normal level.
98.6.
98.6. Occasionally, I would have a little flare-up, but that wasn't enough to bother me.
Okay. And how much weight did you lose after 5 months then?
I think about 15 to 18 pounds.
You had lost 20 pounds. You were down to 160 pounds at the 5 month period. So Stan, initially you thought I was just grasping at straws to just give you something to make up, to treat you for, and you felt after getting well after 6 weeks, you felt it was a fluke. How did you feel after 5 months?
Well, I thought, well, you know, that crazy diagnosis was right. And that even crazier, that diet actually worked. And now I'm feeling so much better. I couldn't actually believe it would do what you said it would do.
Yeah, thank God. Right, it worked. Right, Stan?
Right.
And that's why Stan, I guess, is on the radio today. And Stan earlier had mentioned, he said, the people out there must be thinking I'm making up these symptoms. And I told him, Stan, you heard a couple of my patients on the radio, and how'd you feel about them? And he said, well, I really felt they were sincere, and I'm sure the same for the listening audience. I mean, your symptoms are a little bit stranger, and you were suffering quite a bit for a long time. But for real, yes, Stan, these symptoms you had.
Well, you know, after a while, I got to think that maybe I'm psychosomatic or something, that, you know, I think of all these illness to get.
Yeah.
But it's not, I'm not making this up. It's not like out of my mind, okay, today I think I'm going to have the fever.
Yeah.
I actually had all these symptoms.
Yeah.
And it was all combined into one. So it's like I couldn't distinguish one from the other.
Yeah. And the doctors too, unfortunately.
Yeah, they couldn't pinpoint anything.
Yeah.
So it would always be some kind of respiratory infection,
right?
Or you would have irritable bowel, or something
right.
of that nature.
Because they can only work with one thing at a time. When you throw too much stuff at them, they don't know what to do, and or they just diagnose you with sinus infections, not realizing that a systemic fungal infection can cause all those symptoms. And which you heard, you know, Stan had all these different variety of symptoms that don't even make sense, right? They don't go together. But diagnosing the right thing, like a systemic fungal infection, if it's causing all those problems and you treat it correctly, and if the fungal infection was causing Stan's problems, obviously treating the fungal infection should make all those symptoms disappear, which they did. And Stan, what are your feelings now about naturopathic medicine? Because initially you thought, you know, you were very skeptical about naturopathic medicines. What's your thoughts about natural medicine now?
I don't think I would go back to a so-called regular doctor anymore.
Oh, really?
I don't actually believe what they say anymore, because I figured they're only going to treat the symptoms and they're not going to get at the cause of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this way I thought, well, you let the body do what it was supposed to have done, and it cured itself. And I thought that's more helpful than just giving you a medication just to stop that symptom for that
right.
moment in time.
Like the antibiotics.
So,
and you haven't taken antibiotics in the last 2.5 years.
I haven't taken any antibiotics.
Is that incredible to you? Because you used to take it every month, I think, for like 30 years.
I used to take it like vitamins or supplements, you know. It was a normal thing for me to take. It was just routine,
right?
Part of my life.
Yeah.
To take it.
Yeah.
So
it's a
saves
nice
me money now.
Yeah. It's a nice break. Yeah.
Nice break.
So Stan, what would you say to anyone who may be suffering from chronic migraine headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, sinus infections or sinus problems, insomnia, or burning hot feet?
I would suggest to them that there are other methods besides taking their medication that can probably help them do a better job, and that will last a lifetime rather than just for that moment's cure.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe they should seek an alternative method of healing their symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Stan, you hit it right on the head earlier when you said, you know, you wanted to let your body heal itself. Because basically, that's kind of what we did, right?
Right.
We just got rid of all the foods that might be injuring you and causing problems, as well as killing off the fungus. But you saw amazing things happen for you. Does it seem incredible to you now to feel so well after being so ill for 30 years?
It's like a miracle, like a day and night change for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I can find enough gold in the world to say how I feel right now.
Wow.
It's really an improvement.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing to say. I mean, there's not enough money in the world that you would take over the health that you feel.
Yes.
I guess, when you feel that sick, right?
Right.
No money in the world is worth having good health.
Yes.
Well said, Stan.